Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, March 9. Coming up, Education Ministry takes steps to prevent leaking of GSAT test papers. Inmates and staff at Tamarin Farm Correctional Facility trained in greenhouse farming, and some Tax Administration Jamaica branches to open on Saturdays. The news in detail after this message.
Hey! The JCDC has a competition for everybody! Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here! Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education has taken steps to ensure there is no leaking of test papers for the March 16 and 17 Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT. Portfolio Minister Senator Will Reed says the move forms part of measures to guarantee a smooth sitting of the examination.
Unannounced visits to the printing facilities are being conducted. Examination papers are stored in a vault. Packaging of examination materials is done in a sterile area under strict supervision.
Senator Reed says all exam papers should be delivered to schools on Wednesday, March 15. More than 39,000 students will sit the two-day test in 1,090 centers across the island. 20 correctional officers, one agriculture instructor, and 10 inmates have received formal and practical training in hydroponic farming techniques as part of efforts to boost the rehabilitation of inmates at the Tamarin Farm Correctional Facility. The training forms part of a $2.5 million greenhouse project spearheaded by Caribbean Cement Company Limited. The pilot project, rolled out in November 2016, also serves as a means of supplementing the diet of inmates at the St. Catherine-based facility.
This project not only presents an opportunity for our brothers to learn cutting-edge, emerging trade, and for them to work and collaborate with the correctional officers and the staff, but it is also an opportunity for our country to take grasp and hold on to the wind of sustainable development and innovation and food security.
Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. The greenhouse will be used to produce cabbage, cucumber, pak choy, and tomato. Beginning March 11, Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ will open on Saturdays at select locations to facilitate the filing of returns. Tax offices that will operate on Saturdays up to the end of April are Montego Bay, Spanish Town, Constant Spring, Mandeville, Savannah Lamar, St. Anne's Bay, and Maypen, while the Portmore Tax Office will continue its regular Saturday opening. Business hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on all Saturdays except on April 15, when the offices will be closed.
These openings will run right through to the end of April. So what that means is that persons are able to come into any of these select offices right across the island, and they'll be able to conduct frontline services. And these frontline services would be making payments, filing the returns. They will be able to conduct motor vehicle licensing and documentation activities. They'll be able to pay traffic fines. They'll be able to pay property taxes. They will be able to avail themselves of tax support sessions right there at the offices.
Communications Officer at TAJ, Leighton Beckles. March 15 is the due date for final income tax returns for 2016 and the estimated returns for 2017. And Jamaica House Basic School has become the first institution in Kingston and St. Andrew to be certified by the Early Childhood Commission, ECC. The certification ceremony, held on March 7, signaled that the institution has met the ECC's 12 operational standards. ECC Chairperson Tricia Williams-Singh said the standards are set to benefit the children first and in turn the basic school system. ECC standards relate to staffing, developmental and education programs, interactions with children, the school's physical environment, furnishing and supplies, health, nutrition, safety, children's rights, as well as interactions with parents and community members. Approximately 300 basic schools are being targeted for certification by 2019. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.